As though he'd physically slapped her, she skidded to a halt. Slight, wiry, such a little thing, she stared up at him in shocked silence.
I'm sorry, she said at last in a small, wounded voice. I only meant...
She dropped her gaze.
I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, they weren't alone on the concourse. The Jedi and Padawans entering and exiting the nearby swift tubes did not stop or stare, but Anakin could feel their curiosity. 10 years in this place, and still he was an object of interest, of speculation. All their hopes and dreams hanging on him like decorations on a Bantha skeleton at Bunta Eve. He hated it. What do you want, Ahsoka? He said roughly. I don't have time to look at yesterday's training session.
I heard Master Obi-Wan was hurt in one of the explosions, she whispered. I thought... I felt...
What?
She was trembling. You're frightened for him, and I wanted to... I thought you might, like...
She turned away, defeated.
It doesn't matter.
Her pain knifed through him. He felt stupid and cruel.
Ahsoka, wait.
Reluctantly, she turned back.
You're right, he said. I am frightened for Obi-Wan. I shouldn't be, but I am.
And I would like some company while I wait to see him. Not her company. He was desperate for Padme. But that was impossible. Ahsoka would do in a pinch.
Yes?
Ahsoka's face lit up with joy.
You mean it?
He wasn't sure how he felt about that, having so much easy power over one young girl. Why did she care so much? Why should what he said matter?
Qui-Gon mattered to me, he thought. I suppose it's the same.
He jerked his head toward the swift tubes.
Come on, we can work through your training session while we wait. Don't suppose you thought to bring that droid cam?
She smiled, a sharp flash of feral teeth.
Of course I did, Sky... Master, I know I'm thick sometimes, but...
He sighed.
You're not thick, Ahsoka, and I guess you can call me Sky Guy, but only when we're alone.
Her face lit up again, so much unbridled joy.
Thank you!
He didn't want her gratitude. He didn't want her as his Padawan, though he liked her well enough. He didn't want any Padawan. But thanks to the Council, they were stuck with each other. All they could do was make the most of the fact.
Come on, he said again and walked away.
With a gasp and a skip, she hurried after him.